Hang on one sec.
We have audio?
Yep, sounds good.
Okay, let's back up.
Yeah.
I'm ready.
This is James McElhinney speaking with Arnie Glimcher on Wednesday, January the 6th at Pace Wildenstein Gallery on
32 East 57th
Street in New York City. Hello.
Hi.
One of the questions I'd like to open with is to ask, what is your recollection of the first time you were in the presence of a work of art?
Can't recall it because I grew up with some art on the walls. So my mother had some things, etchings, Picasso and Chagall. So I don't know. You know, I grew up with it, and art was all I was interested in.
Where were you raised?
I was born in Minnesota, and then we moved to Boston when I was 7. So I was raised in Boston, really.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was 7 years old, I was enrolled in art classes at the Boston Museum of Fine Arts, Saturday morning art classes. And my education was at the Boston Museum from the time I was 7. You know, I'd spend Saturday afternoons after the art classes in the museum. Sometimes the Egyptian wing, the Impressionists, Japanese scrolls, Dutch painting. So I sort of knew a lot about art by the time I was 12.
So did either of your parents work in the arts?
No. No.
What was their...
My father had a cattle ranch.
Had a cattle ranch in Boston?
No, obviously not in Boston, right? In northern Minnesota.
Northern Minnesota.
Where I spent summers till I was 16 years old, you know, working on the ranch.
Any mother?
My mother she actually painted, but decorative painting. She decorated china,
mm-hmm.
plates and
mm-hmm.
things like that. Flower paintings. That was it.
So you were reared in an artistic environment with summers on a ranch. That sounds idyllic.
Yeah, I didn't like the ranch much, but I had paints and I had crayons and I had art supplies and I spent the summer painting. So, I spent most of my time making pictures since I was 4 or 5 years old.
So initially you were sort of drawn to the idea that you might yourself become an artist.
I went to art school.
You did?
Went to Mass College of Art.
Mass College of Art.
And then I went to graduate school at Boston University where I split my major between studio and art history.
Who did you study with there?
You know, I can't remember. I went to school with Bryce Martin.
People talk a lot about Harold Tovish.
Harold Tovish, right.
How he taught drawing.
Yeah, Bryce and I both were in Harold Tovish's drawing class.
So he was influential, I know that.
Yeah, but you know, it was a bad fit. They were very conservative. Actually, Bryce and I were both a little wild at the time. And it's interesting because Bryce did not do very well with life drawings. You know, he's an artist not for that kind of art.
Right.
So he was making all kinds of cubistic constructions out of the figure. And I was making sort of German expressionist, de Kooning-esque drawings out of the figure. And I think the two of us were the least popular students. So the studio part of it was just useless to me. The art history part of it was useful to me.
Who did you study with there?
You know, I can't remember. I can't remember. My real inspiration was an art historian at Mass College of Art. Her name was Jenny Rembert. Her name is Jenny Rembert. She wrote a wonderful book on Mondrian that was published about 10 or 15 years ago.